So tell us what you did after college.
After college? Oh, I went back to work with the Bureau of Public Roads. Started working in the mountains in Colorado. And in Wyoming.
What did you do?
On highway surveying. Highway roads and stuff.
Why did you join the Army?
Well, didn't exactly join. They had a draft before the war started. They had a draft. Everybody's name went into a great big fishbowl in Washington there, they called it. You had two numbers. You had a priority number and a order number or something. So they drew those two numbers out. Of course, my numbers were pretty small, so I was called up pretty soon before the war started.
How old were you when you went to the...
I guess I was about 23. 1941, how old would I have been? I don't know. 41.
41. So, where were you on December 7th, 1941?
Well, I was in basic training camp at Camp Roberts, California, in an instrument and survey section, studying survey work for field artillery.
What did you do on that day, on December 7th?
Oh, the place was all kind of... Everybody didn't know what to do, and they put you on guard, and then they take you off, and they issued rifles to everybody, and then they took them all back, and then they issued rifles with ammunition, and they said, turn in the ammunition, you're supposed to carry that around, and then... they didn't know what was going on. Nobody knew what was going on. It was Sunday, and a lot of the guys were gone away from the camp, you know, we're on leaves.
Did anybody disembark and go overseas right away or anything?
Oh, not like that. It didn't happen quick like that. We went pretty soon. Some of the first ones to go overseas, and that was about 11 months after Pearl Harbor before we left.
Oh. Where did you go overseas?
Went to Hawaiian Islands. Then we went to Guadalcanal. Then we went to an island called New Britain in the Bismarck Archipelago. Then we went to a couple of other islands there, Panay and Mindanao in the southern Philippines. Then we went from the Philippines, we went to Manus in the Admiralty Islands. And then we went from there to Leyte in the Philippines, and then we went to the island of Luzon in the Philippines and made a beachhead landing there. Then we come back to the island of Panay, I think they call it.
Did you do any fighting anywhere?
Yeah, all the combat was over in the Guadalcanal when we got there, but all the rest of them, it was combat. But being in the field artillery, well, you're not up on the front all the time, you know, so...
So you were in the field artillery company?
Field artillery. They aren't called companies. They're in the field artillery. They're batteries.
Oh.
Called batteries.
Did you write home to your mom often?
Yeah, I wrote a lot after we got way off over clear over there, you know, or you're away from everything. Everybody wrote pretty. You didn't have anything else to do, so you
wrote letters.
You know, when you had time to do something, well, you sit there or I'll go write a letter or something.
And when did you meet Miss Josephine Gonzalez? Is that after the war?
After the war, yeah. I was working over Cloudcroft, New Mexico, and then I started going down into Mexico. And I met a guy there that spoke pretty good English in Juarez, and he said, I asked him, where's there a place to go that isn't just a border town like this where all the tourists go, like Juarez, you know? And he said, well, you can go without a tourist permit, you can go down the river. So he went with me to show me the way, and he wanted to drive my car. I had that 41 Dodge, and not too many people had cars. after the war, you know, that were in good shape. You know. So we went down, got to this little town. They had a something going on in the street, going to have a dance. They had a stage built out there and a bunch of pinatas hanging up and then lights outside and everything. Of course, those lights, I guess, were just from a generator. There was no electric lights in the city at all, man. No day. That's when I met Josephine and her brothers.
And how many years have you been married?
35.
35 years over now. So it all worked out.